WRCO-FM Radio Sports, brought to you today by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. By Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by members of the Sports Boosters Club.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Time for a look at weekend sports on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Adam Hess. It was a tight game last night, Dodgeville versus Richland Center in SWC boys basketball action, and Phil Nee was there.
Dodgeville picked up a 54-50 hard-fought win over Richland Center in area boys basketball from the Southwest Conference Friday night. The visiting Hornets had the upper hand in the first half, and they led 28-22 at intermission. The lead was 10 points in the second half before the Dodgers went on a 10-0 run to tie the score. The key was rebounding and clutch free throw shooting for Dodgeville as they were able to stay ahead and improve their record to 2-3 in the league and 5-8 overall. Richland Center fell to 7-7 overall and 2-3 in the conference with the loss. Richland Center was led in scoring by senior Wes Bosworth, who had 14 points before fouling out with 2:54 left in the game. Jaden Shep had 11 points, Garrison Weiss scored 10, Brady Dosh 9, Trayton Shep and Kaizen Schwitzenberg each had 3 points. The team made 2 three-pointers, and they went 12-20 at the line. Bryce Krubaugh-Lockhart had 22 points for Dodgeville, including 12-15 from the free throw line. Both John McGraw and J.C. Halverson had 11 points each. Griffin Bush had 4. Gentry Olson scored a 3-pointer, and Andrew Hessling had 2. The Dodgers were 16-24 from the free throw line. Dodgeville won the JV game by a final of 52-25 over the Hornets. Richland Center will host Black River Falls on Monday night in a non-conference tilt. Following the 54-50 victory, Dodgeville will play at Viroqua on Monday evening. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
In other boys' scores, it was Seneca over Ithaca 46-45, Platteville a 69-43 win over River Valley, Highland 105, Judah 55. Lancaster picked up a 64-49 win against Prairie du Chien. DeSoto 59, Weston 43. In overtime, Arcadia over Viroqua 75-72. River Ridge 90, Blackhawk 23. Belmont a 74-31 win over Albany. Potosi picked up a 67-43 win against Barneveld. It was Marshall 75, Wisconsin Heights 48, and Wisconsin Dells over Nakusa 57-32. Girls finals, the Bulldogs of Ithaca picked up a win in conference against Seneca 55-25. Mineral Point 62, Riverdale 23. It was a win for Fenimore over Boscobel 62-49. Kickapoo 54-25 over Lafarge Youth Initiative. Hillsboro 53, Royal 50. Wazika Steuben over North Crawford 64-33. Black River Falls defeated Viroqua last night 53-44. Bangor 62, Cashton 40. It was a 92-28 win for Cuba City over Iowa Grant. Darlington 46, Southwestern 35, Rushford Peterson 66-42 over DeSoto, New Lisbon 39, Nisida 38, and Aquinas over Toma 91-33. Another former Milwaukee Brewer is up for nomination to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Outfielder Ryan Braun has the second highest wins above replacement numbers of any of the class of 2026. He was a six-time National League All-Star and a former Most Valuable Player, but he was also suspended for using performance-enhancing drugs while he was an active player. Former Brewer pitcher C.C. Sabathia will be inducted into the Hall of Fame this summer as class of 2025. Calvin Jones, who rushed for more than 3,000 yards in three seasons at Nebraska and was with the Green Bay Packers when they won the Super Bowl after the 1996 season, has died. He was 54. Police said Jones's body was found in the basement of a house in North Omaha on Wednesday. Police have not confirmed a cause of death pending an autopsy, but a friend of Jones told the Omaha World-Herald that carbon monoxide poisoning is suspected. She said the furnace in the home was not working and that Jones was using a generator in the basement. The Dallas Cowboys say offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer has agreed to become the storied franchise's next head coach. The somewhat surprising choice is a familiar one to Dak Prescott. The star quarterback worked closely with Schottenheimer the past two seasons, with former coach Mike McCarthy as the play caller. Schottenheimer is the ninth head coach hired by owner Jerry Jones since he bought the team in 1989, and he fired the only coach the Cowboys had for the first 29 seasons, Tom Landry. The Las Vegas Raiders have agreed to hire 73-year-old Pete Carroll as their next head coach. A person with knowledge of the decision told the Associated Press on Friday. The team and Carroll agreed in principle on a three-year deal with a one-year club option. The person told the AP on the condition of anonymity because the contract has not been finalized. The Raiders fired head coach Antonio Pierce this month. Carroll won a Super Bowl as coach of the Seattle Seahawks and won a college football national championship with USC. The Jacksonville Jaguars have hired Tampa Bay offensive coordinator Liam Cohen as the eighth head coach in franchise history. It capped a covert operation that included owner Shad Khan moving on from general manager Trent Baalke and Cohen reversing course with the Buccaneers. Khan fired Baalke on Wednesday to clear a path for Cohen to land in Jacksonville. The 39-year-old Cohen was the architect of one of Tampa Bay's most productive offenses in the history of the team in 2024. The Bucs ranked third in the NFL in yards and fourth in points. The San Francisco 49ers are bringing back Robert Saleh for a second stint as defensive coordinator after a failed tenure as head coach of the New York Jets. Saleh will be the fourth defensive coordinator in the past four seasons for San Fran. DeMeco Ryans replaced Saleh in 2021 after Saleh left to coach the Jets. Ryan then left to become head coach in Houston. Following the 2022 season, Steve Wilkes and Nick Sorensen were each replaced after just one season the past 2 years in a row. And Philadelphia Eagle quarterback Jalen Hurts was a full participant in practice with an injured left knee for the second straight day and is set to start in the NFC Championship game tomorrow. The Eagles host the Washington Commanders on Sunday and are trying to make it to the Super Bowl for the second time in three seasons. Hurts was injured last weekend on a sack against the Rams. Hurts never missed a snap and helped the Eagles win their ninth straight home game.